Proclamation number 8480, dated the April 27th, 1963. Distortion of truth. I must constantly remind you of the fact that nothing will remain as pure as it originated from me where it concerns the transfer of my word from above, because people are still imperfect and therefore do not take sufficient care of that which is extremely precious. And precisely this impels me time and again anew to convey the pure truth to earth as a countermeasure to my adversary's efforts of consistently undermining the pure truth. However, it is up to you humans which spiritual information you accept. You are not subject to any coercion, neither from mine nor my adversary's side, only your own desire for truth is the decisive factor. You don't realize what gift of grace you receive when I talk to you directly time and again and repeatedly try to cleanse what had become worthless through my adversary's influence because error is being endorsed, because the truth had become interspersed with inaccuracies and thereby rendered the spiritual nourishment impure and harmful to you. You will question how this could have happened. If all people who listened to or take notice of my word were of the same spirit, it would indeed be impossible for incorrect spiritual knowledge to creep in. But precisely people's different spiritual state allows for the fact that personal and wrong thoughts are included in the pure truth which emanates down to earth from above. And it is not sufficiently scrutinized by those who then try to spread the spiritual knowledge. I myself cannot infringe upon people's free will, I can only emanate the pure truth to earth, which will also be recognized as such by those with the serious will to know the truth themselves and to only distribute pure truth. And to these you shall listen, then you will hear me myself. However, I cannot contradict myself, I cannot teach one thing here and the opposite somewhere else. For the truth from me forever remains unchangeable, thus your only responsibility is to scrutinize what you want to accept as truth. I can only ever refer you to the criterion as to whether and what you are taught about Jesus Christ. I can only ever enlighten you about the reason for your human existence, about the mission of Jesus, the man, and about his acknowledgement as Savior of the world. If you take notice of this explanation, then the question of what you can acknowledge to be truth and what you may reject as error will answer itself. I don't demand blind faith, I present profound knowledge to you so that you can clearly recognize all correlations. No unconditional acknowledgement is demanded of you. Instead, you should think about it and, at the same time, appeal to me for spiritual enlightenment and then, truly, everything will become clear and understandable to you, you will comprehend my plan of salvation and then also know that it can only be like this and not anything else. For as soon as I instruct you, it will truly take place such that you can understand it, that no gaps remain open for you which might cause you to intertwine misguided thoughts again. Then you will be able to conduct an examination at any time, for all divine revelations must have the same contents, they cannot contradict themselves or the divine source would be questionable. And what is credible to you then will always be determined by your desire for truth, for if you are incapable of completely liberating yourselves from error then you will not be suitable for receiving the pure truth. In that case misguided teaching will be spread again, yet then you will not be able to claim that you received them from me. I only convey the pure truth to you. The pure truth does not contradict itself, and this pure truth comes to you through the Spirit. You are being taught by your indwelling spiritual spark which is in contact with the Father Spirit of Eternity and which knows everything and therefore will only give you pure truth. You must carefully inspect the origin of all spiritual knowledge and the manner of its transmission. You should not accept and spread something without having scrutinized it if you are not entirely certain that the spiritual knowledge you endorse is absolutely pure. Test everything and keep what is good. So always accept my divine doctrine of love, for this will never be misguided. Live accordingly. Love me and your neighbor as yourselves, and make an effort to live your life in keeping with my will, and truly, you will soon be spiritually awake and realize whether and when you are offered the truth, for this will make you happy, whereas misguided teachings are only gladly listened to by very immature people who can still be influenced by the adversary. You humans must make the decision, and your desire for truth must predominate, then you will not run the risk of falling prey to error and you will recognize who is talking to you. Yet the errors will become ever stronger the closer it is to the end, because my adversary knows that he won't have much time left. Amen.